The book of Job is an interesting book because it begins to highlight a transition, a development, a deeper understanding of what we would call theodicy, the understanding of God and suffering. Before, as we read in the Pentateuch, in the earlier book of the Old Testament, we see a very black and white picture, Someone who caused evil. Someone who is suffering must have caused some type of evil consequences to him or to her, right? And then someone who had life all good, meaning that God had blessed him or her. A very black and white picture of action equal consequences, right? But then Job, the book of Job and the interaction between him and all the miseries, all the pains, all the trials, all these things that go on in his own life to show us that sometimes things are not so black and white. Sometimes God does permit evil to happen, whether it's natural evil or whether it is personal or moral evil to happen, if he knows that good can come out of it. And we hear the temptation that Satan it's giving, the liar, the manipulator, said in front of God, "Oh yeah, Job only praised you because he had everything right. But if you take all those things away from him, see what he'll do. He'll blaspheme against you. He'll curse you. Look, he'll do that." And perhaps this might be the conversation too, that Satan has before we have to go through our own particular cross, trials, or suffering. It's a hard reality for us to answer, because none of us like to suffer. None of us want things to not go our way. None of us want to carry the cross. But will we be like Job? And the scriptures say, in all of this, Job did not sin, nor did he say anything disrespectful of God. It's easy to give up and say, "Oh God, you screw me. Therefore, I'm going to abandon you. Therefore, I'm going to turn to something else. Therefore, I'm going to curse you. Therefore, I'm going to do what I think is right for me." Will we remain faithful? Will we remain humble in the midst of all of this? It's a hard answer, but we need to remember that faith is not just for the good time, but it's also happens and needed when it rains, and when it rains, it pours, right? What happens when things don't go right? Will we continue to believe and be faithful or not? Which leads us toward the gospel reading today, my brothers and sisters. When his disciples were worrying about which one going to be number one, which one going to be the greatest, he took a child and placed it in their midst, and say that unless you receive someone who is childlike, then you can never be great. Why did he use a child? Have a child dependent on you? Like you're holding something so delicate, so small, so tiny, that this child depends everything on you and on me. Then we recognize our accountability and our calling to care for this child. Just God had cared for us. And this child's life is dependent on us. Just like our life dependent on him who truly cares for us. If we're worrying about all these things, then we lose focus on God and what truly matter. I've seen too many people fighting for the number one spot in the church and perhaps in the military much more. That any of that matter, I hope? I don't know. People are losing their family, their relationship, their livelihood, their peace for all of this. that really matter? At the end of the day, may we have that childlike faith, not to blaspheme against God or to curse God or to abandon God, but to say, oh Lord, this is hard right now. I don't know what's going on, but I love you and I trust in you.